Join me in reading a passage of Scripture from Luke chapter 2 tonight. And in looking at the record that we're given, some of the record that we're given regarding those shepherds who received the message of the birth of the Savior, I want you to look with me tonight at what they did after they got the message. I'd like us to see that for all of our lives, Christmas is not just a year-end event. It's not just a big marketing event. It is the prod or the goad. You know, Solomon said the preacher used wise words, and they were goads to poke us along. That Christmas would be the goad, if you would, that would move us to a recognition of our own opportunity of personal evangelism about the Lord Jesus Christ. Evangelism is often thought in terms of programs and patterns and meetings, but you realize that the very basis of the idea of evangelizing is the idea of simply sharing the word of Jesus Christ, the word of God. That's what the shepherds did, isn't it? Look with me at Luke chapter 2 and read with me beginning in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They made known the saying which was told them about this child. Lord, help us as we look at your word. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. Keep us in the knowledge of your truth. Stir us, Father, that we too would make known the things that are said about your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, and amen. The shepherds were given the message that a Savior was born. A single angel brought that announcement to them. An angel that brought the light of the glory of God round about them. An announcement that brought a suddenness and a fearfulness upon those shepherds. They were not normally cowardly men. They were men who knew what it was like to be out in the dark, out on the hillsides, to know that there were dangers round about them. But here they were brought to a place where they were on their knees and on their faces as this angel brought the message. The message was given to them that said, "Fear not, for I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, good news of a large amount of joy, and it shall be to all people." And that's not just to you shepherds, not just to the Jews. This message is going to be to all people. "For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You're going to find him wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger in the town of Bethlehem. There was a lot of angels that appeared with them, and they were saying together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." But then the angels went away, and they were there in the dark on the hillside. I imagine that was a pretty stark darkness all of a sudden. The brilliance of the light of the glory of the Lord that had been around them, and when it went away, When it disappeared, when the angels went away, they were left there in a rather stark difference when the darkness round about them. But their statement was, we got to go to Bethlehem. We're going to go and see. And we're going to see what God has made known to us. You see, brothers and sisters, the shepherds then left and went to tell everybody. But what I want you to see with me as we begin this study tonight is that the motivation that the shepherds had in sharing what they had heard was what they went to see. It wasn't just that they heard about it, but that they experienced it. They came to see Jesus. You know, there was an awe that came over them at the appearance of the angels. And that was a rather emotional memory. But just seeing the angels wasn't the thing that took them to Bethlehem. The angels were the messengers of what God made known to them and what God said to them. They had a fellowship together on the journey. They all went from the hillside down into the town and found where Jesus was. We all share a journey in the church. As God's people, we all share God's revelation to us of Jesus Christ. I would say to you, brothers and sisters, that the only reason any of us ever know that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Savior, is the revelation through the Holy Spirit. We don't just figure it out. We don't just deduct it. One of the things that I remember about what I was taught in geometry, and I'll say one of the things I remember because there weren't very many of them, but there was a thing called deductive reasoning. If this is the case, then this has got to be the next step. You know, there's a lot of people think they figure out Jesus that way. Well, let's see. If he did this, and if he did this, and then this, and if, and if, and if. Well, I guess that must be the next step. No, it wasn't a deductive reasoning. It was a flat-out revelation. And I would say to you, brothers and sisters, that you and I don't figure out Jesus. Jesus is revealed to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't the awe of the experience. It wasn't the fellowship of the experience. It was the meeting of Jesus the Christ. They saw Jesus. They saw him as a baby lying in a manger. And yet they understood him to be the Christ, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know what that word Christ means? We think of it sometimes almost like it. A last name for Jesus. But it's not his name as much as it is his title. The Christ is the Messiah. It's the Greek word of the anointed of God. Jesus, when he's revealed to us by the Holy Ghost, sometimes the story may not make a whole lot of sense as it comes into our minds and into our lives. We can hear a lot of different things. They heard some things that rationally would not have made a lot of sense. And yet when God had told them and they saw that baby, they knew this was indeed the Christ because he fit everything that God had told them. Everything that God had sent to them through the message of the angel. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that that's the only way that you and I will ever understand Jesus? Is that we will meet Him through the Holy Spirit. And you'll know Him not because it was fun, not because it was lighthearted, not because it was a good experience. You'll know Him because the Holy Spirit reveals Him as Lord.
Amen.
You can call Him Jesus, but the only way you're ever going to call Him Lord is by the Holy Ghost. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Wherefore I give you to understand. Paul said, I want you to understand this. I'm telling you the truth. I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. No man who ridicules, mocks, or puts down the name of Jesus the Christ is doing so by God's direction. But by the same token, no man that is able to say that I understand that this man, Jesus, is the Lord of heaven, no man will ever be able to do that but by the message of the Holy Spirit, just like those shepherds knew that He was Lord by the message of the angel that was sent to them. You see, the motivation was not just what they experienced. It was what God caused them to see. The focal point was not the manger. The focal point was not Mary. The focal point was not Joseph. The focal point was not the angel. The focal point, folks, is what ought to be the focal point of our lives. And that's Jesus Himself. We have experiences of things that we see. Just like they had the angels. They met Mary and Joseph. They went to that place and they saw the manger and they saw the stable. But what they went away with was the understanding of Jesus, the Christ, the Lord. When the Holy Spirit brings us to that same place, we'd be like Simeon. Simeon was the older priest. We're told about in Luke chapter 2, near the end of the chapter. By this time, it was probably some 40 days after the day of the birth of Jesus. Under the law, after that period of time, the mother and father were to bring their firstborn son. And they were to bring him to the temple. And they were to bring an offering for him. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into this place. There was an old priest there. His name was Simeon. God had told him through the Holy Spirit that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. He's standing there in the temple that day. Mary and Joseph bring the young baby in. And the Holy Spirit let him know, this is it. This is the one. Simeon took the baby in his arms. There was nothing physically outstanding about this baby. He was a baby like other babies in the sense that he was, as the old saying, he had 10 fingers and 10 toes and all of the natural attributes. The difference was, here was one, the Holy Spirit said, this is the Christ. Simeon took that child into his hands and he said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. I'm ready to die. I have seen the Lord's Christ. You see, folks, first of all, when we see Jesus, when God reveals Him to us through the Holy Spirit, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the weight, no matter what the difficulty, we're given a sense of peace that this is the Lord's doing. And I'm ready to go. I'm at peace with him. Other people would see him and walk away. Why was it that Simeon could say, this is the Christ? Because of the Holy Spirit. You see, that meeting with Jesus was the thing that sent the shepherds on their way with something to talk about. It was no longer hearsay just from the angels. It was no longer rumored from the hills. This was eyeball to eyeball meeting with Jesus Christ. And they went away talking about it. It's an interesting thing in the language that's used when it's said that they made known all these things. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. You remember what the angel had said to them? I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. The word that's translated as made known carries with it the idea of a conduit or a pathway that spreads something. A pipe. They made known. They became the vessels through which the message of this child was carried to other people round about them. The angel said it was going to be to all people, but where did it start? It started at Bethlehem, and it started with them. You know, Jesus would later say to his disciples, that ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. But where did it start? It started in Jerusalem. It started with 11 men. It started with the shepherds. They became the vessels through which the message of Jesus Christ was carried everywhere they went. They weren't priests in a traditional sense. Yes, if you remember what the Lord's Word says through 1 Peter, He said, we are royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a royal vessel. And what are we to make known? Every one of us that is blessed to be able to see Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit, we are made a vessel to make known what we've been told. They made known abroad the saying, the thing spoken that was told them concerning this child. It wasn't just what they saw. It wasn't what they experienced. It was what they were told. The vision of the angels was marvelous. The peacefulness of that night when they came and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, I'm sure, was very heartwarming. But you know the thing that they went away saying? They went away making known what was told to them. What was it that was told to them? There is born unto you this day a Savior. This Savior is Christ the Lord. You see, brothers and sisters, the Lord reveals Himself to us that He is our Savior. What's He saving us from? Our sins. He was a baby at that time, but He came for a purpose. He said later on in the 12th chapter of the book of John, He said, for this cause came I unto this hour. He was entering Jerusalem where He was soon going to be put to death. He had come as a baby for that purpose, to save His people from their sin. You see, folks, the things that we're told that we ought to go away sharing with others around about us is the things that God has made us to know out of His Word. The messages that He gives us through His Holy Spirit out of His Word. What we're told is a great blessing. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. How do I know what I know? Listen to what Paul said. You know, Paul's history was a rather dynamic one, his personal history. He was an educated man. He was church trained, if you would. He was Pharisee trained. He knew all the law. He knew all the requirements. But he understood when God got a hold of him, if you would, when the Lord Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. And he was changed from a persecutor of the church to a preacher of Jesus Christ. He understood what brought that about. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. What have I got to go tell people about? The grace of God that's made a difference in my life. I am what I am. A redeemed sinner. An humbled sinner. A sinner in the flesh. But a grace called blood-bought sinner. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace was bestowed upon me. I'm sorry, His grace was bestowed upon me was not in vain. God didn't do what He did for no purpose. When He called us by His grace, there was no uselessness to it. It was not in vain. It was for His purpose. And what did Paul do? I labored. And I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. The shepherds went as the messengers. They labored. Their labor was to tell other people. They made it known everywhere they went. And those who heard it marveled at it. What made these shepherds effective messengers? By the grace of God, I am what I am. What makes the church effective messengers of Jesus Christ? Is it how polished we are? How educated we are? How well funded we are? How large a group we are? No, I'll tell you, the effectiveness of the messenger of Jesus Christ is the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am. A messenger. A person who has seen Christ. A person who has met Jesus by faith. By God's own gift. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Paul worked. He said, I've labored. His grace wasn't in vain. I went to work. And I worked harder than those round about me. But it wasn't me. It was God's grace that worked in me. I'm simply the pathway. You see, folks, isn't that what the shepherds were that night? When they left Bethlehem, they were the pathway through which the message of what they had seen and what they had been told was carried to somebody else. There's a lot of pathways. Paul was a pathway. Peter was a pathway. John was a pathway. But those shepherds were pathways as well. And you know what? Brooklyn Primitive Baptist Church is a pathway. We may think of ourselves as not being a Peter and a James and a Paul and a John. Those were giants of faith. But so were the shepherds. They were the first messengers. They'd seen a little baby in a manger, and yet they went away telling everybody that this was the Lord's Christ that they'd been waiting for 400 years. In silence. Not a message had been given for 400 years. That's pretty good act of faith, isn't it? They didn't preach sermons at Pentecost. They didn't write books of the Bible. But they were a pathway by which the message of Jesus was spread from one to another. Whatever it is that God tells us in His Word, the thing that's spoken to us, that's what we have the opportunity to share with somebody else. Whatever it is that God shows us by His Spirit. And by the way, His Spirit will never contradict what's in His Word. Because the Holy Spirit moved men of old to write it. So if somebody tells you God says something that's diametrically opposed to what He says in this book, that ain't God talking. But if God told you something in His book, you can go tell somebody else because it's the truth. We stand at the opening of another year of the calendar. I'm glad God only gives us that calendar one day at a time. Sometimes one day gets to be rather busy. I'm glad I don't have a year's worth to do in 24 hours. I've only got 24 hours worth to do in 24 hours. But I have every day the opportunity to take what God's told me, what God's grace has done in my life, and tell somebody else that I passed. I don't get the sense in reading that passage that the shepherds look for certain ones to tell. Well, I'll tell this one. They're in this position. No, whoever they came across was the one they passed it on to. Folks, we have the opportunity by what God tells us of His Son Jesus Christ to be a pathway by which that same word is shared with someone else. And let God handle what takes place after that. There were some in the Bible that believed. There were some that walked away and went their own way. That's still going to be true today. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is simply to be the messenger that tells somebody else what God's told us about Jesus Christ. May we be like the shepherds. May our relationship with Jesus Christ prompt us to become personal evangelists throughout each day that we're given in our lives. May the Lord help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.